بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت والا عارف بالله رومی وقت حضرت مولا شاہ حکیم اختصر دام اللہ فی الزہوم کا کلام تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب, مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب, تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت. کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا. میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا. میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا. ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا. کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا، کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں، یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ، یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں، یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ، میری جان ناتواں کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا، میری جان ناتواں کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا، یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب، یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا، یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب، یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا، میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا، میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، ہے یہی میری تلافی، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، ہے یہی میری تلافی، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ، میرا جرم عفو کرنا، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ، میرا جرم عفو کرنا، تیری شان جذب ہے یہ، تیری بندہ پروری ہے، تیری شان جذب ہے یہ، تیری بندہ پروری ہے، میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا، میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا، کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر، کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر، اسے آ گیا ہے جینا، اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا, اسے آ گیا ہے جینا, اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل, میری زیست کا سہارا, تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا, تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, أما بعد, فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This very beautiful poem, and we should pay great attention to the meaning and try and bring this into our lives. The reality of tasawwuf, which Allah Ta'ala has made our Shaykh and Imam of our time, Hazrat has explained all the various subtle points of tasawwuf in this very beautiful poem. And mashallah, rendered so beautifully by Brother Ejaz, and all of us ask Brother Ejaz to be here every Tuesday, inshallah. Right at the beginning, as he is here today. Aap akele aaye? Acha? To aapke saathiyon ko aur jaldi taiyar karo, aap sab jaldi aa jao. Mahmood, come with Ejaz Ali, inshallah. Inshallah. Tere aashiqo mein jeena, tere aashiqo mein marna. To live in your lovers, to die in your lovers. In other words, to be always in the company of Ahlullah. The great importance of this. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin tere raah se guzarna. It is only in this way possible that we can pass, we can move along in your path. This path of reaching Allah Ta'ala, finding Allah, to be with Allah. Hazrat says it is only in this way possible. Kabhi dil pe sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. That sometimes we make sabr from the heart and sometimes we make shukr from the heart. And Hadrat explains this, that this is that sabr when the temptation of guna comes. Any opportunity, temptation of guna, then a person makes sabr. And when he gets the opportunity of fulfilling the command of Allah, then he makes shukr. Whenever we get tawfiq of namaz, of jamaat namaz, of any good, then make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that we were not worthy of this, your kindness. And a person who will do this consciously for every ibadat of his. Allah brought us to the majlis, we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, lot of other things could have happened and we shouldn't have been here. So the shukr takes a person very far in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Ye teri rada mein jeena, ye teri rada mein marna. To live in your pleasure, O Allah. That is, fulfill the commandments of Allah and to die in the pleasure of Allah, to stay away from sin. Those are the basic things. And Allah give our Shaykh great, great darja. Hadrat has explained tasawwuf very clearly. Many people make tasawwuf to be understood to be some very strange and thing out, something out of our reach. It is simple that stay away from sin, obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا. And this is a banda who is always obedient to Allah Ta'ala, obeys the commands of Allah. Those which he likes, for example namaz, etc., tilawat, which I call the positive ibadat. And when to stay away from sin, which the nafs pulls to very much, all types of evil, sin, our ego, our pride, woman, lust, all this our nafs pulls towards that. But when a person gives up all this, this is Allah's fazal.
that Allah Ta'ala, when He shows His fazl, His kindness on somebody, then only is it possible for somebody to fulfill all the commands of Allah and stay away from His disobedience. Yahi aashiqo ka shewa hai, yahi aashiqo ki aadat. This is the way of the lovers of Allah. This is the habit of the lovers of Allah. So those are the true lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Not when occasion of guna comes, then we are like useless. We just can't seem to save ourselves. We are just staring at other women. We fall into ghibat, backbiting, all types of guna. No, that's not the sign of an aashiq. And when the occasion comes to fulfill the commands of Allah, then also he fulfills them. Kabhi girya aur buka hai, kabhi aah sard bharna. That sometimes it is crying in front of Allah Ta'ala, sometimes it is taking a deep sigh. Sometimes a person is not crying, but his thoughts are so that, oh Allah, how I have lived my life. The beautiful dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to mind, Allahumma bihamdika saraftu. Oh Allah, it is by all your kindness, your compassion, that I'm moving around, I'm walking around, I'm doing what I'm doing. وَبِذَنْبِ اتَّرَفْتُ. And I admit my sins also. I was such that I was not even able to walk, that my spine should have been broken, my legs should have been broken, my eyes should have been destroyed. All this, but your kindness, O Allah, that I'm still living. يَهِي إِشْقِ عَلَامَتْ يَهِي إِشْقِ كِي زَمَانَةْ. This is the sign that a person has got love of Allah Ta'ala when he stays away from sin. And the staying away from sin, in fact, this comes first. La in our kalima, la ilaha comes first. The negative comes first. And then the positive, illallah. So to the negative ibadat, to stay away from sin, this is very important. And then all the positive ibadat, what is faraz, that also a person should do. And this is the guarantee of love. Kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. Sometimes a person is making zikr with his tongue, and as a human, a person will get tired. Then just in your heart, you are remembering Allah Ta'ala. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. The sum total of my life, the life support that I have, the support of my life, Tere aashiqo me jeena, tere aashiqo me marna. To live amongst your lovers all the time, O Allah. And this here which Hazrat has written, Meri zindagi ka hasil, the sum total of my life. Many buzurgs, they were such, if they asked them the age, they would give the age, that amount of time they had spent in the remembrance of Allah. That is what is our life, that is what is going to be to our benefit. And the other times that we were in ghaflat, or perhaps in sin also, that is not our age. Our age, what is what we have got, is the time that we remembered Allah, we were in His obedience. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab. I had no idea whatsoever what your love is, O Allah. Tere aashiqo se seekha, tere sange dar pe marna. I learned from your lovers how to give my life at your threshold. And that any person can bear out, a person who said just for a few majalis of Ahlullah, he will realize that I knew nothing of the love of Allah. I even did not know there is a thing like the love of Allah. But by the company of your lovers, I also came to know there is something like your love. And then how much a person, Allah blesses a person with his love. And love, we know, is everything. In worldly life also, and really it is in deeni life, love is everything. Ye teri inayate hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa. These are your kindness and your graces. This is your help, O Allah. Meri jaan na tawa ka tere gham pe sabr karna. That my weak body that I have, and my emotions which are also very weak, but I'm making sabr. That I don't know if you love me, O Allah. A person who loves somebody and he's desperate to get that person, but that person, he doesn't know whether that person loves him or not. So with Allah, we don't know. And for that also, there is a very beautiful dua in the hadith, that whenever we think Allah is watching us, I love Allah so much, but I don't know if Allah loves me. وَلَكَ الْأُتْبَى حَتَّى تَرْضَى. I will keep on pleading with you, O Allah, until I make you happy. I will keep on begging of you, pleading with you, O Allah. Main teri khushamat karta rahunga. I will beg you all the time till you become pleased with me. So a person doesn't know. Great, great buzurgs, at the time of their death, they say it's our time of going. We're going to our Allah, but we don't know whether our Allah is happy with us or whether He's unhappy with us. So that is a worry of Ahlullah all the time. So this is that a person all the time has that fear. Ye teri ata hai, ya Rab, ye hai tera jazbe pinha. This is your graces, your great compassion, your giving to us, O Allah. And this is how you very subtly, in a secret way, you pull us towards you. You're like a magnet pulls you towards it. Like that you pull us towards you, O Allah. Mera nala in adamat tere sang dar pe karna. That I pour out my tears in front of you in sorrow that I could not worship you as I was supposed to worship you. Our open gunas, that we are sorry for that also. And even our ibadat, that Allah gave us this wonderful life of whatever age we have got. But till today, we haven't still recognized Allah as Allah is to be recognized. We haven't realized and recognized our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as He is to be recognized. We haven't perfected our namaz still. Our Quran Sharif we haven't perfected as yet. So all that we feel sorry. Ya Allah, I've wasted my life. Oh Allah, you forgive me. Mera har khata pe rona hai, yahi meri talafi. For me to cry on every guna of mine. And our gunas, which are open gunas, which we know. But our namazes are also guna. We don't perform our namazes correctly. The quality of our namazes, whatever we do. So to cry and beg of Allah for forgiveness. Teri rahmatu ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. And oh Allah, the sadqa. And in lieu of your great mercies, that you forgive my son. I know I've got great hope that you are most kind, and I beg you in the sadqa of your rahmat that you forgive me. Teri shan jazb hai, ye teri banda parwari hai. And this is your great quality, that how you pull people towards you and how you make the tarbiyat, how you increase them all the time in coming closer to you. Mere jaan aur dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. That I remember you all the time, O Allah, with my body and soul, with my heart and mind, that I remember you. This is only your kindness that you gave me this tawfiq. Whatever comes, that we remember Allah. This water we drink, Allah's ni'mat. And another namat which we perhaps we make shukr for the water, but this glass we don't make shukr. If there wasn't a glass, how should we drink the water? How much of difficulty shouldn't there be taking it in our hands, drinking it? How much difficulty? How should we have brought it from its source if there weren't the containers? The containers are also such a great namat of Allah Ta'ala. And then for it to be clean, another great ni'mat of Allah. How many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala? Untold. Teri shan jazb hai, ye teri banda parwari hai, mere jaan aur dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. That I remember you all the time. Very fortunate a person, whatever he sees, that he remembers Allah Ta'ala. He looks at his wife, he remembers Allah. He looks at his children, he remembers Allah. The masjid, he remembers Allah Ta'ala. When you see a non-believer, Ya Allah, you gave me iman. I have a whole lot of shukr. I could have been like this person today. I could have been in his place today. Your shukr, Ya Allah. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar. And all this only comes when a person has the company of ahle dil. A person whose heart is connected with Allah Ta'ala, usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. Such a person will know how to live, such a person will know how to die. Literally also, how to live in this world, we will know how to live. If you have the sohbat of some Allah wala, and we'll know how to die also. And the other meaning of it, to live is to fulfill the commandments of Allah. And to die is to kill our desires in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Whenever any temptation of sin, etc. comes, we kill our desires. That is to die. So a person who has the company of Ahlullah will know how to live, how to fulfill the commandments of Allah, and he'll know how to die, how to stay away from guna also. May Allah Ta'ala accept and give us all tawfiq. Jazakumullah. In this kitab of the value of sunnats, the next chapter, Tijarat or Tajir ka kirdar jadid science ke nazar mein. Business and the businessman, his character in view of modern science. In view of modern research and modern knowledge which is being taught at universities. See the value of what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us 1400 years ago. Hazrat Muaz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu farmate hai, Huzur Agast sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya. Hazrat Muaz radiyallahu anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ke sab se umda pesha un sauda gharo ka hai, that the best business is of those business people, ke jo bolte hai, to sach bolte hai. When they are doing their business, they speak the truth. They don't give false information to their customer, etc. The truth they present. Aur agar unke paas amanat rakhwai jaye, to khianat nahi karte. And if any amanat is kept by them, they don't make any khianat. They keep that amanat properly as it's to be kept. Aur jab wada karte hain, to us wada ke khilaf kabhi nahi karte. And when they promise, they don't go against their promises. You offered a person the certain goods at this price, your house, your shop, your car at a certain price, and then somebody came and offered you more, but you say, I made a promise. Now it's finished. I can't help it. And there are so many instances. This with regard to Amanat, our Haji Ahmad Jasat of Pietermaritzburg, his brother left about quite a few gold bangles by a certain person in Lahore with whom they had contact. After a number of years, 10, 15 years, he went and he wanted to go and collect it. So he was by our sheikh in Karachi, with Maulana Yunus Patel, Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and he said he wants to go to Lahore. Our sheikh asked him, why you want to go? He said, I kept these gold bangles by a certain person and I want to go and collect it. So Hazrat said, as far as I think, yeah, Pakistan, any person, after so many years he's going to give you your bangles back, I think you're wasting your time, you going there. He said, anyway, let me go. He went there, he met the person, hosted him for the night, say, stay over, tomorrow I'll give it to you. The next day he went to the bank, and in the safe box, they got it, safety vault. That box, he went, he took his key, he opened it, and as he gave him about 14 years ago, like that he took it and gave it to him. So this is what is Amanat. One friend of ours in Lobatse, he says he went to India, at Bombay, and he had his briefcase attached, in which were two cameras, his passports, and about 30,000 rupees many years ago, and a few important documents, and most important, his residence permit for Botswana. He still didn't at that time have his citizenship. So it was very important. All that was in his attache. He went with his friend. They went to Bombay Central, the station, in a taxi. They got off. They took their goods off, everything. Taxi went away. Then he's asking his friend, but where's the attache? He says, you had it. He says, I gave it to you. That confusion that took place. They saw it's not there. They were so worried. It's like his life went out. His ruh went out. The train tickets, everything was on there. Everything is gone. Then after a while, they see the taxi driver came back. He gave them the attache again. And they opened it, 100% intact. Then he offered the taxi driver that 30,000 rupees he offered him. He said, no, I don't want it. How much it cost me to come back? Here's my meter. Just give me so much. And he wasn't a Muslim also. A Hindu he was. And he says that when another passenger wanted to come in my taxi, at that time that passenger saw there's an attache here. We opened it, we saw the money, we saw the cameras, everything. But here is your things, everything. Then he gave him his business card and he told him, whenever in your life you need anything, just give me a phone call. He says about 20 years passed, not one phone call came. So there are people, so this is, and this was a Hindu. How much more it mustn't be in Muslims, this honesty that we should have. And when in Afghanistan, when the Mujahideen got rid of the Soviet Union and sent them with their tail between their legs and got rid of them, one Western journalist went there and he asked them that you people have now established Islamic law, Sharia law, what did you benefit in this? So that person who he asked, he said that you want your answer as a lecture, as a bayan that I explained to you, or practically I must show you. He said, show me practically. So he told him, take this attache briefcase and fill it with $100 notes and make a sign on each note, and we leave it at a bus stop. And after 3 days they came back 100% intact. This is when reality of deen, not the name of deen, and not our names are Ahmed and Yusuf and Ismail, but the reality of it comes in our life, this type of life will come in the world. And we don't have to wait for the whole world to become like that. We are responsible ourselves to become like that. We become honest like this, and then see how the world will change. To us wada ke khilaf kabhi nahi karte, aur jab koi cheez farokh karte hain to uske behad tareef nahi karte. And when they sell something, they don't go praising it so much that this is like this, over the limit what it is, and they keep, they praise it. Aur jab koi cheez khareedte hain uski qeemat ada karne mein der nahi karte. And when they buy something, they don't delay in paying for it. Try and pay immediately. Even if you have got terms, you took, I said, after 6 months I'll pay you. After 3 months you got the money, go and pay him. Don't wait for the 6 months. And especially when the time has been fixed, don't delay. And these things, if a person observes, barakat is in business in these things. See how much of barakat Allah Ta'ala will give. And when we think that we have to do business the wrong way, rob somebody, make extra money, yeah, there is no barakat in that money. You can perhaps make it also, perhaps then soon you'll find yourself behind bars, or you'll see there is no barakat in those things. And lot of problems will come in your life. Aur agar unka qarz kisi ke zamma ho, to maqruz par sakhti nahi karte. And if somebody is owing them, then they are not hard on that person. They give that person chance. They still try as much as possible. They are not hard. Some people, before the time, they start pestering the person. There's only 5 days left for the end of the month. See that you pay me, etc. That shouldn't be the case. A person should be kind. And barakat is in all this. After this hadith, he says, ek dost MBA karne ke baad wapas lote. One person, a friend of mine, he says, who did MBA, some degree in business, overseas, in Western countries, he came back. To maine unse tijarati raaz aur ramuz aur andaaz poochhe, kehne lage. I asked him now, what are the, what you studied, how to become successful, what are the secrets of it, what are the finer points that you can make business? He studied a degree in business, whatever, economics, business, how to do business. That person replied, up to tamam Europe is baat par zor de raha hai. He says the whole of Europe are stressing on this point, ke kahak ko nafa punchao, that let your customer benefit. See to the benefit of your, what today they call after sales service, and treating the customer well, everything, all those things. Aur kharida hua maal wapas le lo. If a customer bought something and he wants to return it, take it back. But very sadly, we find in Jew shops today, they write there, any goods bought and you want to return it, we'll take it back. And how many times you take your goods, they check it little, that the packaging is right, everything. Without a word, they refund your full money. And in many of our shops, that goods one bought will never be again, we won't accept it back again. That is not at all. It is Islamic teachings. One Sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if somebody bought something and brings it back to you again, and then you accept it, take your goods, give him his money, Allah will set you free on the day of Qiyamah, your whole life, all your gunas. Allah will set you free. He opened a shop at the door of Masjid al-Nabawi, and he was doing a roaring business. After 6 months, he closed his business. His friends told him, but what's wrong with you? You were doing such a good business, and at the door of the masjid, you weren't missing one namaz with jamaat also. All your namazes you were... He said, I wasn't doing business for the sake of business. Today one customer came, he brought his goods back, I gave him his money, I just wanted this fazilat. I wasn't doing business for the sake of business. I just wanted this fazilat, this virtue, and then I closed my business. One friend of ours, Ashraf Pehlwan in Gaborone's, he explained, he also has got this rule in his shop, that anyone brings something back to the business, to the shop, take it and give him his money back. So one Saturday morning, they were quite busy in the shop. One black local lady came with a radio, and she said, I bought this radio here, I would like to the money back again. So the salesman brought it to him in his office upstairs. So he said, but you know our rule. He said, but I can see the signs of wear and tear on this radio. There are marks on it, etc. Say, no problem, give her money back. She went on the steps of the shop and screaming and crying, loudly telling all the people, if you want to buy anything, just come to this shop. This is the best person here, there is the best shop here. He treats his customers the best way. What a advertisement for him. Hey, that she advertised that radio, whatever it was, 250 pulas or something, but in return, what an advertisement he got. And how everyone, and that is for dunya. Akhirat, what Allah will give. So we should always, the Islamic teachings, keep them in mind. Kahak ko apne saman ka nuks bata do, and inform the customer of the fault which is in your goods. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh was a great businessman also. One of his agents sold some goods of his, and there was some fault. He asked, you stole them of the fault. He said, no, I didn't tell them. All that profit, all that, he gave it away in the path of Allah. He didn't take it. Okay, so if we do business like that, then see the barakat in our business and the benefits. Kahak se narmi aur muhabbat ki guftagu karo. Be soft and kind to the customers. Speak to them in a nice way. We see how in the Western the shops, how they come and speak to a customer, how what. Those are all the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Usse apna dost banao. Make him like your friend. Speak to him like that. Aur uski izzat ka khyal rakho. Sometimes a customer comes, he doesn't know exactly what he wants also. And he said, now in Makkah Sharif we were, and one person came, and from a food shop he wanted to buy something, and he couldn't explain or whatever, there was a little, and they started fighting, swearing one another. So that is not Islamic way whatsoever. That in this way, try and be kind to him, understand what he wants. Sometimes a little child will come. The child can't explain properly. Talk nicely to the child. Kya ye usul European science ke hai, ya mere aapke Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke hai, sochne ki baat hai. All this what they are teaching today and giving big university degrees for it. Are those their teachings, or are they the teachings of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught it, they took it, they're making amal, they are progressing. As far as dunya is concerned, we have given it up. And we're not following it, and we're going backwards. Isliye aaj wo log duniya ki tarakki ke chaand par pahunch gaye, aur hum isi zawal ke gehraiyon mein phase hue hain. Therefore, they are progressing in the world, worldly matters, they are going ahead, and we are going backwards all the time, and we are in our dungeons all the time. So our own teachings of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we don't bring them in our lives, we don't make amal on them. Allah give us tawfiq to follow all the teachings of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all this year, whether it is business, whether it is relationship with the wife, then we put it all one side, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings. And what our nafs dictates to us, that we do. At that time our swearing, our abuse, everything, how we carry on with people. But if we have got that iman of our, and we follow the teachings of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, only goodness can come. In fact, the whole of this Indonesia, Malaysia, that whole area that came into Islam was when business people, the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, or people later, Tabi'in, Tabi'in, when they as business people, and the way they did business, all that area, Malaysia, Indonesia, China, all that came into Islam, just because of these few business people, how they did their business according to these teachings. Today our shops can become the markaz of hidayat. Our surgeries, our wherever we are, if we those are the places that we interact with the non-Muslims, where they come continuously to our shops, to our surgeries, etc. If we have this akhlaq in us, and definitely they will come into the more than putting Islamic literature and giving them Islamic literature. If we become that Islamic literature, our akhlaq become like that. See what a change will come. Hey, so one friend just yesterday he came, a Pakistani, and he came here and he's opened some madrasas in few places. But he says that very soon we have to change and turn around to social welfare work, because we saw the people are so desperately in need of food, clothing, the underprivileged, etc. So he says those people, they came, and when we are now giving them food, clothing, etc., and what they tell us, that according to the media, we learn that Muslims are terrorists. They only know how to kill, how to fight, that's all what they know. But now that we're meeting you, we see you are different people. So if we can present that image, the true image of Islam, people will see what Islam is. But unfortunately, we are very, very weak in those things. In our namazes we are weak. In fact, in our iman we are weak. So these are the things that has to come into us. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. We finished the malfuzat of Hadrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi rahmatullah alayh with regard to Piri, Muridi, Shaykh and his Murid, and how to benefit in this path. And there is no doubt, it's not everyone's cup of tea to understand Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah alayh's sayings. He was of a very, very high level. Yeah, but some more easier ones. Ash'ar, some poems. Mutalliq, Hukuk, Muslih, Wa Adab, Wa Suluk. And they are concerned with the rights of the Shaykh and the etiquettes of suluk in this path. As Irfani Muhabbat, these are taken from the Kitab Irfani Muhabbat, which are Majmu'a Kalam, Hazrat Aqdas Maulana Shah Muhammad Ahmed Sahab Pratab Gadi Rahmatullah Ali. And this is from the writings and the Ash'ar of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahab Pratab Gadi Rahmatullah Ali, who great buzurgs like Hazrat Maulana Siddiq Ahmed Banwi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, should say that he was mujassam in muhabbat. His whole body was love of Allah Ta'ala. He was made of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And the explanation, Ma'a Tashri as Akhkar, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Adam Allah Fuyuzahum. The explanation is by our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh. The first poem, Ye Mi'raj Muhabbat Hai, Ye Ijaz Muhabbat Hai. Ye Mi'raj Muhabbat Hai, Ye Ijaz Muhabbat Hai. Hazaru Zakham Khakar, Muskurana, Shadma Rehna. This is the Mi'raj of Muhabbat. Mi'raj, when the highest point. Which when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Allah, the highest point. And this is the miracle of muhabbat, of love. That in spite of being wounded, having thousands of wounds, still to be smiling and to be laughing. This is when a person has that amount of love. The explanation, is shi'ar mein yeh hidayat hai, ke tariq mein murabbi se jo bhi bazaahir, jor o satam aur zakham lage, us par shadma wa farha rehna. That in this path of suluk, that from your shaykh, outwardly it might seem that he shouts you, he's swearing you, humiliates you, disgrace you. We can't even think of it. We never heard it. If we go to Pakistan, India, then we'll see there how those people still, this reality is in them. The ustad, the shaykh, how he will humiliate his murid in front of everyone. In fact, those who perhaps witnessed it, our shaykh, how he should tell Mirza. Yeah, in South Africa. And that was really to teach us a lesson. One time at Idris Haturani's place in Houghton, I told Mir Sahib that actually I understand that Hazrat shouts you, but actually he wants to shout us. But he know that we not even plastic. So he shouts you, and it's for us to take the lesson. Actually he's telling us, and I take that lesson. So Mir Sahib told me, samajhne walon ke liye sab kuch hai. Those who can understand, they get all the benefit. Otherwise, we think Hazrat is shouting Mir Sahib. So anyway, this the Shaykh shouting, ignoring, reprimanding, in any way, how he treats his murid, the person, جو بھی بظاہر جور و ستم اور زخم لگے اس پر شادما و فرحا رہے. A person should stay happy and should express his happiness. The same thing with our parents. Many, how many girls, they say, my mother doesn't like me, my mother hates me. The mother, that is how she will treat the child, to try and bring out the best of the child. The children, if they think that my mother doesn't like me, my father doesn't like me, my father shouts me, swears me, that is their harm. But if they realize what my father tells me, it's only for my good. Today as parents we know we have to be so careful to speak to our children, which shouldn't really be the case. It should be that the parents can tell the children what they want to. But today the children say what they want to, and we have to tolerate and swallow it all. But actually the parents should say, and the children should have to accept it. But unfortunately that is not there. And if the children accepted that what my father is saying, what my ustad is saying, what my sheikh is saying, I accept it wholeheartedly and they are happy about it, that person progresses very greatly. And a person who takes offense, then he is offended. And he doesn't get any much benefit. Shikayat aur uf bhi na kare. They don't go and complain to anyone. They don't even make a sigh, ah, or anything like that. They accept it happily. The second poem. Ye irfan-e muhabbat hai, ye burhan-e muhabbat hai. Ke sultan-e jahan ho kar bhi be-naam aur nishaan rehna. What is this tasawwuf? Another thing, ye irfan-e muhabbat hai. This is the recognition of muhabbat. Ye burhan-e muhabbat hai. This is the proof of love of muhabbat. Ke sultan-e jahan ho kar, you become the king of the world. You become the sheikh of the time. The whole world sheikh you become. Everyone is turning to you, praising you, honoring you, everything. But in spite of that, be-naam aur nishaan rehna. Your desire is that I mustn't be known to anyone. I can just be quiet. I don't want to meet people also. I just want to be on my own and to be with Allah Ta'ala. That is the recognition of muhabbat. You have recognized love. And that is the proof of muhabbat, that you become so popular. But in yourself, Ya Allah, what am I? I am nothing. Ya Allah, Teri uluhiyat, your greatness, you are Allah. Meri bandagi, mere Allah. I'm just an ordinary servant of yours, O Allah. O Allah, these people, they have just come in some dhoka that they are now praising and they are thinking that I'm like this, but you know what I am. I am nothing. That is a proof that person has got the great love of Allah Ta'ala. Is shayar mein ye hidayat hai, ki makhlouk mein kha kis qadar shohra aur qabool ho. In this poem is this hidayat, this guidance, that no matter how you become accepted by the people of the world, and how they praise you, and how they sing your praises and pick you up, but you, lekin khud apne taraf se, be naam o nisha rehne ko pasand kare. A person feels, I just don't want to be known by anyone. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali never did it. It's not to be done. But he used to say, I feel like sometimes they should wear lungi in those days. When all my murids are on, I'll pick up my lungi. And so all, there is a mad person. What are we sitting by here? Let us all go away. That is how they wanted to be like on their own. But for the sake of the creation, they benefited the creation also all the time. But they didn't like popularity, name and all that. This is what Allah gives as a gift. But what they preferred is just to be humble, to be a Mr. Nobody. Yahi zabte muhabbat hai, yahi sharte muhabbat hai. This is that you have now, you are controlling muhabbat. And this is the condition of muhabbat and love. Tarapna raadin, aur phir bhi be aahu fuga rehna. That you are crying. Tarapna, to cry, to be restless all the time. And with that, you are so restless, but not a sign of a tear from your eyes, not from your, like when a person is crying, how his face is frowning. No, nothing like that. But you are all the time restless within yourself. There is a very important poem, this. Is sher se ye hidayat mili. From this poem, this great advice is given. Kamilin parshane zabt ghalib rehti hai. Those people who are kamilin, who have reached perfection, They are in control of their emotions. The emotions don't overtake them. They are crying. They are feeling for the ummah. You go for Hajj, Umrah. You see the condition. You are crying for the ummah, but no tears coming. Outwardly, nothing on your face. They are in full control. Jisse aahu fugha ka zuhur nazir nahi aata. You don't see any crying, pleading outwardly in them. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maha Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, especially for the fitness of our time, the open gunas, etc. Those days was TV, today what much more worse. So Hazrat prescribed muraqabah dua, that you don't even lift your hands. You sit in before namaz, say before maghrib, especially a jummah, any time, and you just make muraqabah. And in your heart, somebody will think you're sleeping, but you are making duas to Allah Ta'ala. There is no tears from your eyes, there is no frowning on your face, nothing like that. You're not even lifting your hands, you are just making muraqabah, and you are making dua, especially for TV and all this terrible fitness. Hazrat Shaykh used to prescribe muraqabah dua, to sit and make dua for the ummah, for mankind. And in that, nothing outwardly. Not even you lifting your hands at somebody saying, oh, this is a person, mashallah, look at him, how lot du'as he's making. Nothing like that. So that condition. Khufuqa ka zuhur nahi aata. Lekin under, wo tarapte rehte hai. But in their hearts, they are all the time restless, craving, crying to Allah Ta'ala. But outwardly, they seem just normal. They seem, there is no sign. Those are the kamilin, the people who have reached perfection. Now we also shouldn't try and become like that, and we're not kamilin. And now we also, dua also, we don't lift our hands, and we put our head down, we're sleeping. Hey, like especially the Naqshbandi silsila, the zikr is softly, and just muraqabah. One Naqshbandi murid told our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh, that you people are very fortunate that Chishti, you have to make your zikr loudly, so you have to be awake. He say, me, myself, not all, he say, me, I sleep, and all think that I'm heavy muraqabah. So we mustn't try and fool other people that we haven't reached that stage. And now this is also a thing, what Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali, during the days of the past, and still many places, India, Pakistan, all these places, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, all these places where Islam is still, mashallah, very much alive. For piety, people wear a blanket, like a shawl. And many times like an old, torn shawl. This shows great piety. Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah should become very angry at such people. He say, you're just making an outward show. In our time, that a person wears a jubbah, a mama, outwardly he looks like he's so pious, but the inside is not made. That the important thing is the inside. So these are the kamilin. We mustn't take advantage of it, and we also start doing, and we expect people. And the proof that we are not at that stage is that we'll just sit little and we'll look around. Is somebody watching me? Is somebody thinking that really I'm that great buzurg? I'm a heavy buzurg or something. A person who doesn't think anything of himself, that person has reached kamal. But a person who is waiting now, just opening his eyes little, looking, is somebody watching me? Many people in the Haramain also make little tilawah, zikr, they look around, is somebody watching me that I'm doing? There nobody knows, sees nobody. Everyone is doing his own thing. In tawaf you think I'm reading this du'as, etc. People are going to look around at me. Nobody, forget all that. Hazrat Mir Sahib says that one person, somebody bumped him in tawaf. So he looked with angry eyes at that person. That person turned around, he said, what else you'll get in tawaf? This is all you're going to get. People going to bump you, trap onto your toes and that. Those are the things to make you, to be litter, to humble you. These things happen there. Isse akhtar ko tashaffi hui. Hadrat says, from this poem I also got great solace. Aur is rang ke akabir se husne zan ki raah mili. And people who are buzurgs of this nature, that outwardly you don't see them crying or anything. Perhaps they don't even get up for tahajjud, but they are kamilin. They have reached high stages. And the inside they are burning. And the effort for deen and the islah of the ummah, people to make amal on sunnahs, bid'at to go out there all the time. And they're advising people, but outwardly you see them smiling all the time. But inside they are burning. So those buzurgs are of that type. Hadrat says that I got great solace, that it doesn't mean that these are not buzurg. Some people measure buzurgi, how much a person gets up for tahajjud, how much a person is crying in front of Allah. That is how they measure. But this is also a measurement which we don't know. How to measure these people, they are hidden within themselves. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to bring these realities within our lives, inshallah. in this kitab about the love of Allah Ta'ala. The previously we read, in the hadith, which is this whole discussion, this whole bayan is carrying on. The second part of it was the sign of iman. A person will get iman is the second thing by which we can get halawat, the sweetness of iman. Man ahabba abdan la yuhibbuhu illa lillah. A person who loves somebody and he loves him only for Allah's sake. And there many conditions came that when a person makes muhabbat with his shaykh, it must be only for Allah's sake, not for any other reason that I've got some problem, it will go away, my shaykh will make dua. Though it is permissible, but that must not be there also. And not also like some people, they become murid with a shaykh. Or even these intentions sometimes are not at the beginning. Afterwards the intention comes. Now we see the shaykh has got some rich murids, so we make contact with them to benefit materially from them. Or any other way also. So those are all signs that your muhabbat is not for Allah's pleasure. So further, kisi bande se Allah ke liye muhabbat par Bukhari Sharif ki hadith se basharat. And the great, great glad tidings, good news for those people who love somebody only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. For a person should love his wife also only for the pleasure of Allah. And the proof of that comes in old age. When you are young, your love is more because of your lust and your desire. That is why you are showing love. But in old age, when she has got no attraction for you, she has become old now, and she hasn't got, she can't even work. One lady in fact told the family that we are good as long as we can work. The day we can't work, we have become ill now, we can't do anything, then nobody considers us. Husband doesn't live with that wife also. Hey, this is not fair at all. So love of the wife will be that even when she can't do anything for you, she can't satisfy you also, she can't even make you a cup of tea, nothing, but you love her for Allah's pleasure. That will be love for Allah. But otherwise, it is love for your lust and for your desire. 99% it is that. Very fortunate are those who can love their wives or their husbands only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So in Bukhari Sharif, great merit that has been mentioned for those who love solely for Allah Ta'ala. Bukhari Sharif mein, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi ne, Bab man jalasa fil masjid yantaziru salah wa fadlu al masajid, in this chapter, that those people who sit in the masjid waiting for namaz, there is also a great virtue. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi of Karachi used to generally always come early and sit in the masjid. No namaz, no tilawat, no zikr, just sitting. So somebody asked him, Hazrat, you come early, you sit in the masjid, and I don't see you like making some nafil namaz or some tilawat or zikr. So what he said, that I sit here and I just say Ameen on the dua of the farishtas. It comes in the hadith that when a person comes and waiting for namaz, he sits. Farishtas are making, Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamuhu. So I say Ameen on their duas. On the one side, it shows how much yaqeen they had on that unseen system of Allah Ta'ala. And the other, the great virtues, just sitting, and how lot virtues that a person is getting. And also, the virtues of the masajid. In this hadith, Kazail mein, is hadith ko riwayat kiya hai. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has narrated this hadith, which is a famous hadith, the seven people whom Allah will give shade under His throne on the day of Qiyamah. Hadrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu se riwayat hai ke farmaya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne ke 60 qism ke aadmi hai jinko arsh ka saaya Haq Ta'ala aise din ata farmayenge jis din ke koi saaya us saaye ke alawa na hoga. That Allah will give shadow to those people on the day of Qiyamah, these seven types of people, on that day when there will be no other shadow. And this for us to understand is not easy. Yeah, in South Africa, first of all, we don't have that amount of heat. Now that our temperatures are going to 30, 32, we are already becoming parishan. But think of the places where the temperatures are 40, 45. And there, a little shade, what a great ni'mat. In Djoban, there also it used to become extremely hot. For Jummah namaz, we should go to Jummah masjid. And as students, unfortunately, we are always latecomers, so we shouldn't get placed in the masjid, in the courtyard of the masjid. where there were no mats also, the cement, and you couldn't even keep your feet down. Every second you have to be moving your feet. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, once he was making namaz there in the courtyard on a rumal, this shawls that we use over the head, so he put it down and he was to get that little comfort. One student who couldn't tolerate it, didn't see this is a great buzur, this is our ustad, he pulled that shawl out from under Mufti Sahib. So how a person, his mind doesn't work in such cases. So Qiyamah's day, Allahu Akbar. And what is that heat of Dioban? Nothing compared to the day of Qiyamah. So on that day Allah Ta'ala will give shade to seven types of people when there will be no other shade. And what heat won't there be to get that shade of Allah Ta'ala? That will be such air conditioning, such air coolness under the shade of Allah, that in this world you can't get such coolness. So we should try, our Shaykh say, make ourselves at least in one, there are seven types of people, at least become one of these people. And there are other people also, this is seven types of people, we have come in one hadith. Ulama have gathered that there are many other types of people who will also get the shade of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. First one, insaf karne wala imam. A imam, that is actually the amir of the Muslim Khilafat, who rules with justice. As our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum has explained, this is by extension, refers to a father also, who also rules in his house with complete justice. The shopkeeper who rules in his shop with complete justice. And also the ustad who in his class rules with complete justice. Every person who has got authority and he exercises that authority with complete justice. For example, in your business, you have got your son working and your worker. Now something goes wrong, you take it out on the worker. Your son, you spare him, but it's his mistake. So you must have justice there in all your... So each one of us can fit. We have got some authority somewhere. And if we exercise that authority with complete justice, we'll get the shade of Allah Ta'ala's throne on the day of Qiyamah. Wo jawan, jisne apni jawani ka aish aur nishat haq ta'ala ki ibadat aur raza mein qurban kar diya. That young person who spent his youth in the ibadat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Very, very fortunate, and there are such people, their whole youth. But unfortunately in our environment, how our youth are being destroyed and how they are being spoiled. And it is our duty to try and correct this. But the environment at schools, at universities, the general environment for youth, which we ourselves have made, that is still a young boy, young girl, give them their freedom. Freedom, don't be so hard on them, don't be so strict on them, etc. So that young boy who has been so fortunate, who spent his youth in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Jaisa ke Sharh Bukhari mein Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi ne dusri riwayat pesh ki. In the commentary of Bukhari Sharif, one commentator, Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi, has brought another hadith. For fi hadith Salman, أَفْنَا شَبَابُهُ وَنَشَاطُهُ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ, that young boy who gave his whole youth and his whole desires all in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. How fortunate is not that person. The third person, وہ آدمی جس کا دل مساجد میں لٹکا رہتا ہے یعنی منتظر رہتا ہے کہ کب نماز کا وقت آوے اور ہم اس کریم کے دربار میں حاضر ہوں. That person whose heart is connected with the Allah, with the masjid, and all the time, when can we go back again to the masjid? When can I go back to my Allah and be back in the masjid? He's in his work, in his business. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to say that such a person is 24 hours in namaz. He finished his zuhr, now his heart is, when can I come back for asr? His heart is just in namaz and the masjid. That person is counted 24 hours in namaz. Fourth person, اور وہ آدمی جو آپس میں صرف اللہ کے لئے محبت رکھتے ہو اور ان کا اجتماع اور افتراق محبت حق پر ہو. Those two people who meet only for the pleasure of Allah. For no other reason, the meeting is for Allah's pleasure, the separation is for Allah's pleasure. اور وہ آدمی جس کو کسی عورت خوب روح اور صاحب حسب و نسب نے گناہ کے لئے دعوت دی اور اس نے کہا میں اللہ سے ڈرتا ہوں. That person, forget him trying to commit a guna, but a beautiful woman of social standing, she invites him for some wrong and he says, I fear Allah. That person also. اور وہ آدمی جس نے صدقہ اس طرح چھپا کر دیا کہ اس کا بایاں ہاتھ میں بھی اس کا بھایا ہاتھ بھی نہیں جانتا کہ دہنے ہاتھ سے کیا خدا کے راہ میں خرچ کیا. That person who spends in the path of Allah in such a way that his left hand doesn't know what the right hand gave. In other words, very secretly he gave in the path of Allah Ta'ala. وہ آدمی جو حق تعالیٰ کو تنہائی میں یاد کرے اور اس کے آنکھوں سے آنسو جاری ہو جائے. That person who remembers Allah in solitude alone and in the love of Allah and in the fear of Allah, tears start flowing from his eyes. So we should try and make ourselves one of these seven people. If we can make ours like all seven, what to say then? But otherwise, at least like one, so that at least we can get the shade of Allah Ta'ala on that terrible day of Qiyamah, the shade of Allah's throne on that terrible day of Qiyamah. In saat khasail mein se sirf ek khaslat ki yahan tashreeh karta hoon jiska taalluq muhabbat lillah aur muhabbat fillah se hai. Hazrat says that I'm only going to, of the seven I'll explain only one, and that is the fourth type of person who loves one person only for Allah, and his love for him is solely and only for Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Zikr karan.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی, کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی, ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی, وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا اور پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کے گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کرۂ ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا و حبیبنا و شفیعنا مولانا محمد و علی آله و صحابہ اجمعین اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي ومولاها. اللهم زقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطا وهوذا لنا موردا. اللهم اشرنا في زمرتي واستعملنا بسنتي وتوفنا على ملتي واجعلنا من حزبي. اللهم أصلي وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهدي لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت، واصرف عن سيئة لا يصرف عن سيئة إلا أنت. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت قدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.